It's been close to 2 weeks since the brokerage house MF Global, led by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine, filed for bankruptcy, the eighth largest on record. The bankruptcy trustee announced yesterday a claims process is being set up for clients whose funds, which were held by MF Global, are now frozen. And investigators are still looking for approximately $600 million of client money that appears to be missing. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports it's causing lots of consternation.
MF Global was a major player on commodities markets, making trades for hedge funds and other large investors, but also for farmers. Iowa-based broker Ken Reese worked with MF Global to help growers in three states sell their crops at stable prices, until the firm abruptly folded.
We were just out in the blind with millions and millions of bushels of grain that needed to be protected and have no idea whether we had hedges in place or not.
Now Reese is setting up new contracts for his clients and hoping their missing money materializes fast. That's unlikely, says Michael Kessler, a forensic accountant based in Manhattan. He says investigators are carefully examining recent records of withdrawals, looking for any red flags.
They're going to follow through those trails and they're going to look to see if it's legitimate. And they're not going to do every single one. They're going to do a big dollar amount, and they're going to also narrow in on specific accounts where they've got allegations.
Of course, it's entirely possible investigators will find no malfeasance at all, just sloppy bookkeeping by a company that was trying to avert bankruptcy while answering frantic calls from investors. John Corzine was considered one of the smartest men on Wall Street when he took the reins at MF Global in early 2010. Reese, who's done business with the firm since the 1970s, remains baffled at what happened next.
I don't know how one man could do as much damage as he does in 20 months.
Through his attorney, Corzine said, quote, "I feel great sadness for what has transpired at MF Global and the impact it has had on the firm's clients, employees, and many others." For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.